You're listening to the European Tour Race to Dubai show with Robert Lee and Richard Boxall.
Hello and welcome to the Race to Dubai show as home favourite SSP Chaurasia defends his Hero India Open title, taming a tricky course to win by a sensational 7 shots.
I'm winning 2-time back-to-back Indian Open, so I'm very happy.
We'll hear more from SSP later in the show. Meanwhile, second place went to the young Malaysian Gavin Green.
Somehow found something within the second round and third round, and you know, it clicked well. And you know, unfortunately, there's a learning again for me this day. You know, SSP played great, you know, hats off to him.
A review of all the action from New Delhi to come. Plus, we'll speak to Ross Fisher, who had that top 3 finish at the WGC event in Mexico. And we'll check on who's done enough to qualify for the next European Tour event, the WGC Dell Technologies Match Play in Texas. Austin, Texas, to be exact. Hello, I'm Robert Lee, and I'm joined once again by my favourite sidekick, Richard Boxall. Don't let the others know, Richard.
No, I won't let the others know. Favourite? Really?
Oh, yes.
Well, mind you, I've known you... I must have known you since I was...
17.
Fifth, I would say 16.
Junior Open times, anyway. Yeah. I can still see, you know, at Worplesdon, red golfing trousers, white belt.
That's right.
I thought, that is a hero.
And you looked up to me ever since, Robert.
Ever since I've looked up to you, Richard. nothing much has changed.
You want to chat about the Indian Open, really, don't you?
I do, the Hero Indian Open, yeah. And amazingly, on a different test, SSP Chaurasia came out on top again.
Tongchai Jaidee was like that. Before he started winning a fair few events, in Europe, he'd won 5, and I think they were all out in the Far East. And you think, what is it that the Europeans can't get? But eventually, Jaidee has moved on and won more tournaments. SSP, I think that's probably what he's got to do, get his confidence up a little bit like that. But what a hard course. I mean, what was there? There was only 7 players that were under par, Robert.
Gary Player course. Yeah. It was the DLF Golf and Country Club. Yeah, difficult test. And for, you know, a 7-shot win any time in your career is emphatic.
You know, everyone's going, oh, he's cracked it now, 5 ahead with 9 to go. You know, you can have a 4-shot swing easily, Robert, in 2 holes without playing too badly. You know, birdie to a bogey. All of a sudden, there's a 4-shot swing and there's only 1 in it. But he held it together. It's a very tight course, hazards all over the place, slopey greens. A little bit of breeze picked up in the afternoon as well. But SSP Chaurasia to defend is, I know it's a different golf course, but it's pretty impressive.
It was weather affected, you know, it was bitty, but that's part of professional golf. In the end, after a long Sunday, he went into round 4 just with a 2-shot lead. And as a defending champion, that's not much of a buffer.
He was 9 under going to the last round. Yeah, you're right. It was 7 under and 6 under, I think, were following him going into it. But you could see him gulping and taking breaths. And, you know, he was still grinding away, as you would do if you're going to try and win a golf tournament.
He obviously was very aware playing the last hole that he had a big lead.
It's sort of plateaued as it goes down, you know, that 18th hole. You can have a go in 2. At that point, he had an 8-shot lead.
He played for the bogey, didn't he, almost?
He just played for the bogey. He just took the water out of play completely. Okay, his 3rd shot. No, his 4th shot. He went drive, wedge, wedge, wedge. 4th shot had to come in over water a little bit, but he just had to make sure he hit it hard enough, which he did.
Yeah, SSP, absolutely phenomenal, because that's where he's made his name for himself, in India.
Oh, he has, no question about it. And he will be a hero of India, Robert.
Well, do you know what? Let's find out from the man himself. Let's hear from the Hero Indian Open, SSP Chaurasia, who must be feeling pretty good right now. SSP.
Oh, yeah, I'm really very enjoying, and honestly, it's a very tough course. This week, last week, was really very, very challenging. I think I'm playing one of the toughest golf courses in my life. So, yeah, but I'm enjoying. I'm winning the tournament, and I'm really enjoying. I'm just repeat the title.
Do you find a lot more pressure, you know, trying to win your own national open than, let's say, the KLM or the Italian Open? Do you find it more pressure playing at home?
Oh, yeah, obviously, National Open and everybody expecting I'm playing well here, a win. You know, I feel a little bit pressure, but I can control my pressure last week, yeah.
What have you got to do, SSP, to translate the way you play in India to a lot of the other tournaments on the European Tour? What is it that you have to do?
I think I have to prepare more mentally. I think I'm mentally more stronger in India, so... My next goal, I have to prepare European Tour events in outside my country. So I have to train my mind.
You won the Hero Indian Open, but are you a hero in India?
Well, I'm not saying I'm hero, I'm just a golfer.
No, I think you're a hero in India, let me tell you. That is for sure. It was also a bit of a shame, Shiv, playing the bad weather.
The first day and second day, 2 days, a little bit delay, rain delay. I think after that, the greens are playing a little bit slower, so I think it's easier.
The golf course, very hilly greens, a lot of rocks put in, but the amazing thing is it was a completely and utterly flat piece of land beforehand.
Oh, yeah. Obviously, last week, greens are really very slopey, lots of slope on the green and the fairway also. So really very tough, but normally we're used to the flat greens. You see lots of players struggling. Even I'm also struggling, but I think I'm a little bit less struggling, so that's why I win the tournament.
You know, you're playing very well. Anirban Lahiri's playing PGA Tour, European Tour. How big is golf going to be in India?
Oh, it's growing. It's growing. Growing is very fast growing. Next couple of years, maybe the PGA Tour playing few more Indians. Now it's one, only Anirban, but I'm sure next couple of years you can see like more numbers.
Well, SSP, it's really good to hear that golf in India is on the up, and it's great to see you playing so well again in your home open. You're a champion again, an Indian Open champion. Many, many congratulations from us here on the Race to Dubai show, and we wish you luck for the rest of the season coming your way.
Thank you.
I find it incredible, you know, it's almost like SSP waits every year to get back to India. It's a long season out there, you know, 40-plus tournaments, and it's almost like he puts all his eggs into the Indian Open basket.
Well, that goes to show how mental the game is, doesn't it?
Of course, he must have, as he said to us, there's a certain amount of confidence that comes to him when he's playing in India. You know, the fact that he knows he's being watched and supported and all that stuff must go into the mix.
Most definitely.
SSP Chaurasia, a champion. Again, it was his fourth European Tour victory and his first top 10 on the tour since last year's win at this event. I mean, that again, to my point, it's his first top 10 since the win last year.
Yeah.
I think it's incredible. He's now finished inside the top two 6 times with 2 wins and 4 runner-up placings in this tournament. Moves to 18th on the Race to Dubai and into the top 160 in the world rankings. First player to win their first 4 European Tour titles on home soil. His 16th win as a professional, with 15 of them coming in India. He's the first Indian player to retain a European Tour event. Joins Jeev Milkha Singh at the top of the list for most Indian victories on the European Tour. That's 4. And his 7-stroke winning margin equals the largest of the 2017 season. Brandon Stone at the Alfred Dunhill Championship also managed the same thing. OK, a distant second was the young Malaysian Gavin Green, who surprised himself with a first top 10 finish on the European Tour.
I came in the week not hitting it that well. My real goal was just to make the cut. And, you know, I somehow found something within the second round and third round. And, you know, it clicked well. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, it's a learning again for me this day. You know, SSP played great, you know, hats off to him. But I feel like Singapore, Myanmar, Maybank has taught me a lot. From not having any status when I turned pro, played 6 months just on invites basically. Went to Q school, missed Q school, and then, you know, got on the ADT, finished second there, and then now I'm here. So, you know, I'm really thankful, you know, I have a great team behind me. And it's paying off, thankfully, yeah.
What does it mean to have your dad on the bag with you this week?
Well, I mean, you know, it's the second, so, you know. Yeah, I think we're both going to enjoy it tonight. And on the flight home, I'm not sure we'll sleep. We're about to find out.
Great finish for him. You know, obviously a young guy trying to make his way in world golf. And anything like this, under pressure, in the leading groups, and you perform, it's got to help.
Oh, it all counts as well, Robert. That's the thing. You mentioned it earlier. You know, a win's a win, second. You're still getting the same feeling as if it was another European Tour event. And him, a little bit like Alexander Bjork, had his dad on the bag. So a couple of happy daddies that have been there in the last 2 weeks.
Scotsman Scott Jamieson was tied third, 8 shots behind the leader after an up-and-down final round.
It's so tough out there. Front nine was good, yeah. A couple of funny shots in there as well, particularly on 6. But, yeah, obviously managed to make quite a few birdies, but they kind of dried up a little in the back nine. I think the key was obviously when you're in trouble, just to make sure that bogey's the worst you're going to make. And then, you know, you try and pick up your birdies when you can. Just a little bit timid probably in a couple of my birdie tries. I had a couple of good looks that just didn't quite reach the hole. But no, it's a good week.
I'm sure Scott will take that third place into the rest of the season with the confidence building all the time. Matteo Manassero also tied third despite a cold putter in the final round.
The greens are tricky. I mean, I didn't putt well. I putted good until yesterday, putted good this morning as well. This afternoon I just couldn't get the rhythm going, and it happens. It's been happening to me a little bit in lately, but I just stay patient, and I know that at one point they're going to fall. So I could have paid a little bit the price of not playing so much lately and focusing on improving still a few things technically and being a little bit more in the gym. So you know, I'm still really happy with my week for everything, and I'm looking positive to the future.
Still a fantastic player, Matena Massera, and very young.
He's a young lad. I mean, he won four tournaments very quickly, didn't he, when he came out? He's yet to win since. Can you remember the last time he won? Quick.
No, I can't. I mean, he was.
I'd say it was a BMW.
In his teenage years, he was rattling off tournaments on the European Tour.
Yeah, he was.
Let's go to Spain's Carlos Piquem, who finished with a 7 on the last to drop two places to tie 5th. That was expensive. You mentioned that, Richard, alongside countryman Rafa Cabrera-Bello.
One of those crazy days, really. A bit of the summary of all week. There's been some brilliant stuff in the game and then some horrible stuff. So yeah, I fight till the end, and it was a good comeback after the mistakes. But yeah, up and down round. After 7 holes today, it looks I'm happy with the top 10. Obviously, the start of the week, I would have liked to play a bit better, be challenging up there for the win. But at the end of the week, it's been another half-decent week.
Rafa Cabrera-Bello just keeps... I mean, he never seems to go out and have a bad week, Richard. You know, it's been a so-so week and he's top-tened it again. He's super consistent. He just, you know... And he knows. He knows that his play, his level of play, should have earned him more victories.
Oh, definitely. He
knows that, but his perspective is very good. You know, just keep doing it. Keep pumping out the good play, and... He might get to a point where he wins 3 in 5 weeks or something.
Yeah, no, I think he could be something like that. I think that's what could definitely happen. His chipping's improved quite a lot. I was watching that over the weekend. And as you say, he's just nudged up another top 10. I mean, he had plenty of top 10s last season. He played great last season.
Yeah, he's super, really good swinger, Rafa Cabrera-Bello. Also tied for 5th was the 2015 Hero Indian Open champion, Aniban Lahiri. He battled back from outside the top 50 after 2 rounds in Delhi.
I'm disappointed that I got so far out that I couldn't really challenge SSP. But having said that, I think the way he's played, he would have been hard to beat this week, you know, by anyone. I'm happy with the way I fought back. I think the third round was definitely something that got me into this position, and I'm happy to finish strong.
What was the difference between the first 2 rounds and the last 2 rounds?
I, you know, just put myself in bad positions. This golf course, you can't really do that. I think having played 4 rounds here, if I were to come back here for another event, I'd definitely be better prepared.
Very good player, Aniban Lahiri. Hits it a long
plays
way.
Plays in America. Plays
yeah,
in America.
Yeah, hits it a long way.
There's a fair few good players coming out of India now.
And as SSP said, that it's going to cascade. There's going to be so many more coming through as today's juniors become a little bit older and they turn pro. Now, top 10, Richard, please, at the Hero Indian Open.
Okay, tied 8th, 9th and 10th was George Kutsia, Michael Hoey and David Horsey. Carlos Piquem was tied 5th, 6th and 7th with Aniban Lahiri, Rafa Cabrera-Bello, and then tied 3rd and 4th was Scott Jameson and Matteo Manassero. Gavin Green was 2nd, and SSP Chaurasia was 1st by 7 shots.
Remember to go to the European Tour Twitter account, Facebook accounts to see the 5 best shots of the week, as well as other great video clips. Now, in our Fancy Race to Dubai tips, we were outstanding, Jamie Spencer and myself. I went for Jorge Campillo, full of confidence for the Spaniard to have another good week. Missed cut.
Excellent.
Matched by Jamie Spence, who Scott Hend also failed to make the halfway cut-off. In the Fancy Race to Dubai game, Ben Pritchard comfortably amassed the most points at the Hero Indian Open, with Chaurasia as captain alongside the likes of Manassero, Jameson and Lahiri. Alex Olney leads the overall standings, and in our very own mini-league, the Sean Ryder Cup, listener Ross Andrews scored the most points, but Paul Eales is leading the way. It won't last, Richard. It won't last. If you want to join our league, then head to the fantasy game at europeantour.com/myeuropeantour, and under the private league tab, enter the pin capital F small c 2 small s capital C capital Y 2 small j capital B 1. We're going to close entry soon, so get your team in ASAP. And keep an eye on europeantour.com next week for their Fancy 3 to watch for the forthcoming WGC event in Austin, Texas. Richard, top 10 in the race to Dubai, please. Tommy Fleetwood way out in front.
Well, you've given first place away.
Well, I have, only because he's got 3 times the money of second place.
I'll get to Tommy Fleetwood in a minute. Bernd Wiesberger's in 10th. Sam Brazel is in 9th. 8th is John Rahm. David Lipsky's 7th. 6th is Jung-Hun Wang. Rafa Cabrera-Bello is 5th. Ross Fischer is 4th. Sergio Garcia, 3rd. 2nd is Fabrizio Zanotti, having a very nice season. And leading the way, Robert, funnily enough, Tommy Fleetwood.
Thank you, Rich. On the PGA Tour, Canadian Adam Hadwin survived the late scare to claim his maiden PGA title with a one-shot win at the Valspar Championship in Innisbrook, Florida. The 29-year-old began the final round with a 4-stroke lead, but he put his tee shot into the water at 16, made a double bogey and was tied for the lead at 14 under. However, Hadwin par 17 and 18 for a level par 71. And Patrick Cantlay, out of nowhere, this was one of the guys that was going to be a massive star. Maybe this is where it all starts for him. Bogeyed the last to finish second. Hadwin did shoot a 59 back in January. There's been a few of those.
Well, it has been.
They're racking them up on the PGA Tour.
Well, yeah, not on our tour, though. They've been close, though.
Notable Europeans. Henrik Stenson was 8 under par. McDowell was minus 5. Sean Power was 2 under. Ian Poulter level par. Ian Poulter running out of tournaments, Richard, to make enough money to get his card.
He needs something to happen, doesn't he?
He does.
To say the least. Plus, time moves on, Robert. He's over 40 now. There's only a handful of players that sort of do that in their 40s.
He's got 4 or 5 events left in that area to make it happen. So hopefully a big week around the corner for Ian. Top 10 in the world rankings, please, Rich.
Sergio Garcia is 10th. Ricky Fowler, 9th. 8th is Adam Scott. Justin Thomas is 7th. Jordan Spieth is 6th. 5th is Henrik Stenson. Hideki Matsuyama is 4th. Rory McIlroy now 3rd. Jason Day is still 2nd. And leading the way is Dustin Johnson.
Now, 2017's second WGC event is the Dell Technologies Match Play in Austin, Texas. It starts on March the 22nd. The top 64 available players in the official World Golf Ranking get into the tournament. But with Adam Scott expected to miss the event, it's the top 65 in today's updated rankings. That could be enough to get all those players in. Joost Luiten was 64th in the world, but he took the week off. Søren Kjelstrup was 66th, and he played in the Tampa event. Did he do enough to make the field?
He did. He jumped 2 spots. 64th he is now.
So Jason Duffner's the man in a hot spot on 65. That may be the field complete. So match play, Rich. Fan?
Love it. I don't think there's enough match play. I think it's more fun. I think it's certainly quicker.
Well, lots of players outside or around that bubble were trying to get in at the Hero Indian Open. Scott Henn needed a two-way tie for 6th or better. He finished with a miscut, so he can't play. Anna Bandeheri needed to finish 2nd on his own. He finished 5th. Good try, but not good enough. Kiradesh Afibanrat needed to win to have any chance. He finished 22nd, so they will not be competing in Texas. Luke Donald, Graham McDowell and David Lingmuth knew that anything less than 2nd at the Valspar in America would prevent them earning a place in the 64-man field. And, Rich, it didn't work out for them either.
No, it didn't. Graham McDowell finished 14th, and the other two, Luke Donald and David Lingmuth, were not good enough either.
No, so a pity for them. So they will not be taking part in that big match play event in Texas. Now, if you do get into the match play and you're outside the top 50 in the world, you have a great week. You can get yourself in the Masters, Richard, so it's a massive week.
Yes, yeah, so there's what I would call 15 opportunities, isn't there, really, for 15 people to try and leap up and, get, as you say, get into 50th or better. And match play, do you know the thing about match play, Rob? You can shoot 74 every day and win.
I bet you won't.
You won't, but you could.
Well, talking about the Masters, Tiger Woods is still a big doubt for Augusta after pulling out of next week's Arnold Palmer Invitational. The 14-time major winner says he has no timetable for a return from back problems. Woods said he was especially disappointed to miss next week's event because he wanted to help honour the legendary Arnold Palmer, who died last September. You know, I think a lot of people will support the tournament in the memory of Arnold, as they did when he was alive at the tournament.
When I watched him in the Dubai Desert Classic, I have to tell you, teeing off the 10th round one, I thought there's no way he's going to make 18 holes here. And he did make 18, but I think he's got trouble with his back.
His body, it doesn't seem like his body's going to allow him to go into his 40s and compete. So.
No.
Unless something changes dramatically, it's breaking down on him, isn't it?
You know, 12 years is a long time to have. You know, that's when players mainly take advantage. It's about 6 or 7 years. The proper heroes of golf, who I call, you know, who are multiple major winners, they squeeze it in sort of 6 or 7 years. Likes of Woods, he's gone on. He's nearly doubled that distance in time. And
well, he's had a phenomenal. If it ends today, he's had a phenomenal career, and I guess the second best player in history. That you'd have to say that after Jack. It's if measured in my majors, Woods is. Is in second spot on his own.
Yeah, he has.
Well, one player set to play at the WGC in Texas next week, of course, and hoping to be at Augusta, as we mentioned, important for so many players, is Englishman Ross Fisher. Ross has had a superb start to the 2017 season, sitting in 4th spot in the European Tour Race to Dubai rankings and finishing in 3rd place in the recent All-Star WGC Mexico Championship. And I'm pleased to say that Ross joins us on the line right now. Ross, how are you?
I'm very well, boys. How are you guys?
We're great. Great start to the year.
Yeah, it's been decent. Always expect great things. Could be better. You know, had a decent showing at Abu Dhabi, and then to play well and miss 2 cuts, obviously wrong side of the draw in Dubai, and then Malaysia was disappointing. But yeah, coming off a great week, obviously, at the WGC in Mexico. So fingers crossed we can keep that momentum going.
Yeah, 3rd in Mexico. That was pretty impressive. I was watching a fair bit of that, Ross. What also another target for yours obviously must be you now being 54th in the world rankings. You're right sort of on the edge.
Yeah, right on the edge. I knew I needed to play well in Mexico. If I played well there, I could scrape into the match play and then give myself one last chance at the Masters. So I did part one. Now it's up to me to achieve part two.
And what about now, in your heart of hearts, surely, Russ, you think, you know, I know you're up to its early days, but you're fourth in the race to Dubai. That's got to be a target of yours to win the race in Dubai.
Yeah, it's a nice target to have. Obviously, I've got off to a good start. I had a chance a few years ago when it was, I think, Westwood, Rory, myself and Martin Keimer, and unfortunately didn't manage to finish it off. It's just all about one tournament at a time, and just keep yourself there or thereabouts coming up at the end of the season.
How different, Ross, is your approach to a big match play week?
To be honest, Rob, I'd approach it very similar. Obviously, it's a different format. You know, we don't, as you know, play many match play tournaments, but I've always enjoyed match play. I've had a pretty decent record. You know, obviously, I'd lost in the semis one year at the WGC match play, won the Volvo World Match Play. So I enjoy match play because it's not that score. It's just about winning holes.
Ross, apart from sitting alongside Robert Lee and myself and commentating somewhere along the year, what are the goals for the rest of your season?
I think primarily would be back in the top 50, because it just enables me to play in pick and choose tournaments more easily. And like you said, I've got off to a great start with the race to Dubai. Obviously, this year is a big year because we've got the Rolex Series, a lot of big tournaments with huge weightings. So you know, the race to Dubai obviously is on the agenda as well. But just to keep improving. You know, I got to about 17th in the world. I've slipped outside. So you know, it'd be nice to concentrate, play well, and try and rise rankings again. You know, I'm not getting any younger, but I've definitely taken stuff more seriously, like gym working out and physios, just trying to stay healthy and fit. As you know, golf courses are not getting shorter, they're getting longer. So anytime you can find distance is obviously a massive bonus.
Fantastic, Ross. Really enjoying how you're playing. You're continuing in good form from the end of last year, actually. And hope you have a really good match play and get yourself into the first big major of the year, the Masters.
I'll try my best. Thanks, Rob. Thanks, Rich.
Good player, you know, Ross. I want to say deceptively long. He's not deceptively long. He's just long.
He's quite in depth into his game. You know, he gets the old laptop out and looks at his...
That's the modern tour pro now.
Statingtons.
That's the modern pro. No, but they, you know, we've got the TrackMan on the range, yeah. And they've got the stats cards they fill in and send off to their aggregator that they pay money for, and then they've got a team behind them,
and
things have changed.
On their phone, they get where they are in the race to Dubai, how much they've earned in the tournament, how many spots they've moved up or gone down. Pings onto their phone. Did you know that, Robert?
I did not know that.
Oh, well, there you go.
We used to fight for the piece of paper on the plane.
Plus, there was no mobiles. We used to have to phone up for our tee-off.
Yes, that's right.
And, you know...
And who am I playing with?
Yeah.
And we'll end this week with some notable news on the European Tour. Olympic champion Justin Rose has confirmed he'll play the BMW PGA Championship in May in what will be his first event on British soil since claiming the gold medal in Rio. So he'll have a, I'm sure, massive reception there for him. Meanwhile, the 2017 Dubai Duty Free Irish Open, hosted by the Rory Foundation, has seen a spectacular increase in its prize fund to $7 million. That's up more than 60% from 2016. Both the events at Port Stewart and at the redesigned Wentworth Club are part of the European Tour's new Rolex Series. Richard, this is gathering a lot of momentum and pace, the Rolex Series.
It's got everyone's attention. It's got my attention, because the only one I won was the Italian Open. That's now gone up to $7 million, part of the Rolex Series, Robert. Not that I'm bitter and twisted.
If you're in them, you're thinking, right, come on, let's get going. And if you're not in them, you're thinking, right, come on, let's get in them. We'll see how the Rolex Series plays out this year, but everyone's excited about it and they're not far away now. One piece of news from the European Senior Tour. This month's Sharjah Senior Golf Masters, presented by Shahrukh, will be played on a 9-hole golf course. Competitors will play the course twice each day, with the par 3s and par 5s played from varying tees throughout the tournament. It's a format which has never been used during a European Tour sanctioned event. That's another innovation, Richard.
It is, yeah. They're trying to do lots of things, aren't they? Sort of fireworks and loud music and stuff like that.
And you heard from Ross Fisher about how players perceive the attempt by the European Tour to innovate. It seems like they're for it.
I think they're very much for it. Listen, one thing that needs to be done, Robert, is it does need to be quickened up a little bit, and yep, it does need a bit of change.
Well, that's it for now. Next week, we'll bring you an in-depth preview of the WGC Dell Technologies Match Play. Until then, you can stay up to date with the latest news from the European Tour via Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat and Instagram. And don't forget, you can send a question to the show, tweet it to @EuropeanTour using the hashtag ETPodcast. But for now, from Richard Boxall...
Bye.
...and myself, Robert Lee, it's goodbye.